been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And good morning. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. It is the Friday, March 24th, 2017 edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And it is Sanford and Son Friday. Bill is sequestered in his secret bunker writing the newsletter, but I am told via technology that he will be joining us here just shortly, right after young Stephen Gunderson, the son of a gun, the heir to the throne, the young gun, updates us on the market. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. The Dow is up 32 points right now. The NASDAQ is up 32 as well. The S&P is up 6. Oil is up 16 cents. Gold is up 10 cents. And silver is up 12 cents.
You know, I'm looking at your laptop right across the table here, and it is a sea of green this morning. The market seems to be ignoring all of the political turmoil going on right now, and is kind of doing its best to bounce back a little bit from the midweek drubbing that we had there. So, welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I'm a little bit under the weather. Left the office a little bit early yesterday and tried to recover, but Stephen is having to sit in the office with me this morning here in the studio. Thankfully, we have Bill joining us on the secret bat phone from the well-reinforced bunker out there in East County. William Gunderson, are you there?
I'm here. Yes, I'm calling from the Bat Cave.
We've made contact with our leader. Give us. I'm glad you're joining us here on Sanford and Son Friday. I can barely talk this morning. A little bit under the weather, so maybe it'll be a Gunderson and Son first quarter here. Tell us what's on your mind, Captain Bill.
Well, I got to get you on my vitamin C regimen. You know all those tangerines that grow in your backyard there?
Yeah.
Sure you make good tangerine juice and good lemon juice. Get that vitamin C going. You know, I want to weigh in just a little bit first here on this whole healthcare debate. You know, we saw yesterday the market was up pretty good during the day, and then when the things started to fall apart and they postponed the vote and all, the market went back to even. And now this morning we're up again. I think in the end, I don't think the vote one way or another thinks the eight-year-old bull market, you know. I mean, if they vote no, well, they move on to the next thing. But at the same time, you know, everybody has now voice their opinion, at least the congressmen, right? They've all had their seat at the table. They've all voiced their opinion. Changes have been made. And it just seems to me like now it's time to fall in line. You know, I think the analogy, Rob, if you've got a little group of dissidents, I used to watch Stephen's baseball games, high school baseball games. And I know you do that with your son. And
sure,
we went all over the county watching baseball. And there was this little group of parents that were dissidents, right?
Yep.
That the coach couldn't do anything right, according to them. And if they were right, you know, it just causes dissension. You've got a coach or, let's say, a flock of church members. Let's say your little church. If you get a group of 20 or 30 dissidents off in the corner, you know, there comes a time when you fall in line and you just get the job done. Haven't you kind of noticed that these congressmen are a bunch of prima donnas?
Sure they are. Well, they all want their 15 minutes of fame. You know, they think this is their opportunity to trump the Trump, and it's not a good look. It really makes them look like smaller men, or maybe Maybe it's how they really are, but it's kind of a shame.
There's about 35, you know, this Freedom Caucus, and God bless them. I mean, they're the far right of the party and shooting for true. They're the true conservatives in their mind, and the other guys are rhinos or moderates or whatever. But there comes a time when, for the good of, you know, your church or your team or whatever, you follow what the coach says. And, you know, they can work on it further down the road. If it's not, what's the Rolling Stones song, Stephen? You can't always get what you want.
Yeah, wasn't that Trump's campaign song?
Yeah, well, it was. And, you know, and that was one of Reagan's themes was, you know, you got to bend a little bit, and there's got to be some compromise in the end. You can stand on your principles and say, well, you know, I voted for it, but I don't agree with everything. It just seems like it's time. And you know what? I think if those 30 guys stand in unison and vote no, I think they're going to have hell to pay going forward, because that means, you know, this terrible plan remains in place. And, you know, funding for Planned Parenthood, whatever, you know, and I don't think they're going to get much backing, you know, from the Republican Party when it comes time for re-elections at the midterm. So anyways, that's my two cents. Meanwhile, durable goods orders come in stronger than expected. The economy seems to be doing fine. As we look for that eventual recession out there on the horizon somewhere, as we look for that eventual recession in S&P earnings, it doesn't seem to be out there anywhere yet. Although, you know, I cross the railroad tracks every day to do my walk or do my stairs. Yesterday I did 57 flights of stairs. I put my ear to the tracks and listen to see if that freight train's coming, you know. You don't want to be on the tracks when it hits, but I don't hear it coming. I don't hear it rumbling yet. Meanwhile, St. Louis Fed President Jim Ballard, he says, get used to 2% growth. That's the new normal. Boy, I don't know. I'm not buying into that. You know, St. Louis has always been a place where they've excelled. How do the Cardinals look this year, Stephen?
They always look solid.
They're there every year.
Same thing every year.
I don't think they didn't make the playoffs last year. Am I right?
Yeah, I don't think they did. Yeah, because it was like the Cubs and the Pirates, I think.
Yeah, that would be like St. Louis saying, well, get used to us not making the playoffs. That's the new norm. So I don't agree with that. I think we can get up to 3%+ if people get in line, you know. Meanwhile, over in Europe, the composite PMI close to a six-year high. Yeah, I'm liking that European market right now because of the you know, the friendly central bank that they have over there. While ours is getting tough and tightening the screws, they're remaining as loose as a goose over there. And I think the emerging markets, too, belong in a good growth portfolio right now. Meanwhile, Europe still got its problems. Now you have tightening security in Belgium. How about this guy yesterday driving his car at a high speed through a busy shopping area, forcing pedestrians to jump out of the way? They got the guy pulled over. Knife, shotgun, and a canister with unknown liquid found in his vehicle. I think that's another one of the reasons why Mr. Trump got elected here in America. I think we look to Europe and say, you know, they've made some bad choices over there, and we don't really want that coming to America. Apple Store is down, pending an announcement. I want to ask the millennial, is a red iPhone the cat's meow for Apple?
No.
Just a flat-out no.
That's supposedly the rumor. I mean, is your wife? Now, I know who would like a red iPhone, your little daughter that will turn 2 here. Wouldn't she love a red iPhone?
Yeah, she's not getting an iPhone.
Yeah, but Bill, why not just put a red case on an iPhone? That's, you know, the cases are what it is. I mean, nobody sees what color the iPhone is anyway. They all have cases.
That's all I know is red sells. Just look at that red Ferrari in the fast lane. Look at Coca-Cola using red. Look at, remember, Marlboro cigarette packages with red. You mean Grandpa Target. Can't get little Gwynnie a red iPhone for her birthday, Stephen?
Not yet.
Okay.
Maybe
but
next year.
Call me. You know. Hey, the tech stocks are having a good day. Look at the NASDAQ. Look at Micron Technology.
Up yeah, it's 12%. Up like 11%. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the potato chip guy from Idaho, J.R. Simplot, who made his fortune selling potatoes to McDonald's to make french fries, invented the tater tot, Rob. I know you eat a few tater tots.
Once in a while.
Then he comes along with a flash memory chip. Okay, well, you guys take it into the break, and I got more when we come back.
Hey, you're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Rob and Steven, and we've got Bill on the line, too. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, actually North San Diego County. We are coming to you live on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast, north to south, east to west, from Hawaii all the way down to Sarasota, Florida, and points beyond. And we're joined this morning on Sanford and Son Friday by the captain, the skipper of the ship, Bill Gunderson. Bill is calling in from his secret bunker. Now, today he will diligently peck away with his index fingers on his computer and type the newsletter. And that will be delivered to the inboxes of his faithful followers all over the world. We have thousands and thousands of subscription members and subscribers that follow him in the Best Stocks Now newsletter subscription. And you can have it as well by going to GundersonCapital.com and subscribing to the newsletter. And speaking of that, while Bill was away at spring training last Friday, Stephen and I gave away the farm. We we decided to give away a couple of really cool prizes, a complimentary full subscription to the newsletter. And in the fourth quarter, we're going to draw the name of folks that signed up for that contest. And then Bill is going to sweeten the pot a little bit. Bill, what else are you throwing in as we announce those winners in the fourth quarter of today's show?
We're going to pick three additional names and mail them an autographed book of Best Stocks Now.
Nice. Whoa. Nice. How about one of your secret bread recipes? Is that going to go in the is that going to go into the newsletter this weekend? I know you mentioned
Well, I'll tell you what. I made up the dough last night. It tripled in size overnight.
Oh my goodness. All right, I'm on that program this weekend.
I just shaped it and it's in a couple hours it'll be ready for the oven.
We want a picture of the loaf in the newsletter. We want a picture of the perfect loaf.
Yeah, because, you know, I like to make things grow. I do everything I can do, whether it's my garden, whether it's a loaf of sourdough, or whether it's your portfolio. Nobody works harder than I do at attempting to make that portfolio grow and, of course, protecting you during the bad times, which will eventually come along. In the market. Hey, didn't we feature Adobe recently, Stephen?
I believe we did. What was that, last Friday or the Friday before?
Yeah, well, good call because Adobe's having a really nice day. It got upgraded by Credit Suisse. Target price goes from 125 to 150. Stock breaking out to new all-time highs. You got to love that. How about this? I like this story here. Two Israeli residents buying Mobileye minutes before Intel announces the purchase of Mobileye. Of course, Mobileye is the company that's going to make our cars autonomous, Rob. Are you going to turn over your Ford 250 to a robot?
There's not a chance on earth. I am a four-wheel drive Prius nightmare. In everything that I own, it has to be driven by a man.
Yeah, my wife and I, we have a little Prius, you know. It was nice going over to Arizona, but, boy, that thing's like a sardine can, let me tell you. Anyways, it says the SEC asserts the involved parties orchestrated remarkably timed trades right ahead of Intel's $15 billion bid for Mobileye. How much did they make in the deal? $4.9 million.
So, holy moly.
Don't be acting on inside information if you should get it, because they could end up in prison there. And couple others I wanted to mention here, all-time high for Ferrari. You know, that stock just went public. Maybe Apple ought to do it Ferrari red and put the Ferrari logo on back, Stephen, and have a Ferrari edition of the iPhone. I think that would fly out the door, wouldn't it?
Probably, yeah.
Stephen would like to have a Ferrari in his own driveway.
Yeah, you know, my brother is a Ferrari aficionado. He restores the Ferraris. In fact, he's quite well known for it. That's what he does in his retirement years, and he's been to the Ferrari factory. And he even had an authentic set of Ferrari tools shipped to him at his home here in San Diego. And that's his passion, those Ferraris. The stock has done really well since breaking out. And that, there goes my red theory again, Rob. You know, what, 90% of Ferraris are red, aren't they?
You know, about the only thing red that I own are bass lures.
You know, I had a red and white Lucky 13. You know the old Lucky
13? What a great popper that is.
Yeah.
A red head with a white body.
Yeah, the striped bass. And then, you know, I've had a little luck on albacore with the red and white feather.
Doggone straight. Great color.
Yeah. Yeah, on a nice sunny day and whatnot. The last one I'll mention here, Canada Goose. You guys were all over that thing a couple of weeks ago. Boy, it's been sinking ever since it went public. I think it got sucked in by a 727 or something landing at LaGuardia. Canada Goose not looking too good here. Well, who's going to buy down jackets in March? Huh? Heavy down? Is that what they do, Rob? Heavy
down? Yeah, they are. They are very high-end, expensive
it's
down
like
jackets.
It's like Patagonia, right?
Yeah, but even, you know, we're talking $900 or $1,000 for a ski jacket.
All I know, it doesn't sell around here.
Do they have any red ones?
Well, the only one I would buy would be camo, I think.
You know, that's one thing I noticed in Arizona last week. There's a lot of guys driving 250 trucks wearing camo.
They got to be my cousins.
They've all got truck stickers on their bumper, and this says, my car eats Priuses for lunch, you know. My kind of town that Arizona is. Anyways, listen, I'm going to be putting my best efforts here into the newsletter. I'm going to feature a stock that's growing by 30% per year and trading at a multiple that's much lighter than that. And it's in a sector of the market that's red hot right now. We'll see how this vote goes today. I'll be writing about that in the newsletter. I'll be updating my earnings estimates for this year and next year, along with my target prices for the S&P 500. That is the driving force behind the bull market. The market feeds on earnings, Rob, just like a school of tuna feeds on a school of red crabs or sardines or anchovies or whatever the case may be. For the stock market, that necessary food chain that keeps those fish moving north is earnings.
And, well, or your sourdough starter feeds on rye flour, so you gotta put.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you what, that'll make it pop. Hey, yesterday I was doing the stairs there at the beach, and I noticed the pelicans just flat out pouncing on bait out there, just beyond the breakers.
It's just beyond the breakers, that's anchovies there.
Is that a good sign for the coming fishing season?
You're not kidding, buddy. That's sourdough starter there.
Okay, well, I'm going to turn it over to you guys, and I'm going to work here.
Sounds good. Well, thanks for joining us this morning. You've been listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. It's Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. If you don't know how to get a hold of Bill, it's super easy. If you're driving along right now and you can't remember phone numbers or email addresses, which I can't, or websites, just Google Bill Gunderson. Just go online and type in Bill Gunderson. You'll find us. We're at GundersonCapital.com, or you can call us at 855-611-BEST, which is 855-611-2378, and subscribe to the newsletter, which Bill is writing. And I'll tell you what, this is a good week to get the newsletter. If you haven't subscribed or if you're a trial subscriber, Bill is going to send out a picture of his famous sourdough bread that he is watching rise in the kitchen right now. And he's also going to put together a recipe for his starter and a recipe on how to make this awesome sourdough bread that I've been experimenting with the last two or three weeks. And I think we finally got a decent loaf, but we're going to even have a better one this weekend utilizing Bill's starter. He brought in some of it. We fed it with some rye flour, and we've got it into a bubbling goo now. And it's time to watch that bread rise naturally, kind of like a portfolio rises. You know, when you put the right ingredients into a portfolio and bake it at the right temperature, it turns into a golden loaf. And if you like to loaf and not do anything and would like to have somebody like Bill manage your portfolio, this is a good place to find out what he does. Get the Best Stocks Now newsletter. Now, a week ago, young Stephen.
Yes.
While Bill was over at spring training, during the fourth quarter, we said, listen, we're going to give away a subscription to the Best Stocks Now newsletter. Not a trial subscription. We're going to give away the whole enchilada with all the portfolios.
The full-blown newsletter.
The full-blown newsletter. The full-blown newsletter with everything in it, all the portfolios, everything that Bill owns. And during the last break, we...
For 3 months.
Yeah, for 3 months. Well, that's like a $270 value.
Yeah.
So during the last break, we literally fanned out all of the people that that subscribed or went into this little contest here, and I randomly picked these winners. Now, Bill sweetened the pot a little bit during the last quarter.
He did.
He decided he was going to give away...
three signed books.
Three signed
he
books.
He said one last week.
That's right, we did. We gave away one.
Yeah, we said one.
And he decided to give away two more.
So we got two extra winners.
We got two extra winners. So I'll tell you what we'll do. During this particular quarter, we're going to announce the three winners of the book.
Okay. And then next
and
quarter
then after the break,
all right,
we're going to announce who won the $270 value.
So this, only the three people can turn off the radio.
Yeah, three people can after that. Well, yeah, it could be the same person that's won twice. You never know.
It's true. Yeah, stay tuned.
Excuse me. So anyway, Stephen Gunderson, we'll consider this a drum roll right here. Okay.
Should I give away last names or just first names?
Let's just use first names in the city that they're from, and
we'll contact
them.
You. Yeah, we'll tell you what happened. All right, so the first winner of a signed book.
A signed book of the Best Stocks Now book, okay.
It's an older book, but it's
still, it's got a lot of good info in it.
It's an oldie but a goodie. The first winner is Richard in Sarasota, Florida.
Richard in Sarasota. Now, we're live in Sarasota right now. My wife's parents live in Sarasota, and so hopefully Richard in Sarasota. Now, what did he put on his little comments down there? Let me see.
Bill is in Arizona waiting for the Padres to play.
Now, remember,
bam.
Remember, we said the only way that you can enter, and we announced it two or three times during the show, is to send a comment in, let us know
where Bill is.
Where Bill, kind of like where's Waldo?
Yep.
Where Bill is and what he's doing. So, yep, he was in Arizona watching spring training for the Padres. And who is the next book winner?
The next winner is Kimberly.
Kimberly.
In Brandon, Florida. Another
you gotta
Florida.
Be kidding me. Another and Brandon is just right up the road from Sarasota. So, spring training goes on down in that Tampa area, Sarasota area as well. So there must be some baseball fans. What did she say?
She said, Bill is in Phoenix, Arizona this weekend. I enjoyed the radio show yesterday and wished I had bought Adobe.
Oh,
we just talked about Adobe.
We just talked about it. Now, what's funny,
don't
though,
we all wish we bought Adobe?
It's really funny, though, that notice there. Now, that was on Friday's show.
Yes.
Okay. Did she write?
No, she sent this in on Saturday.
Oh, she sent it in on Saturday. So she actually
talking about our show.
She actually said she liked Sanford and Son Friday.
It's a miracle.
That's a rare thing.
I think Bill was there half the day.
Oh yeah. Okay. All right. So she liked the first half of the show.
Probably.
All right. Very good. All right.
And then our third book winner is Craig in Alpharetta, Georgia.
Alpharetta, Georgia. That's in the Atlanta area where we broadcast on Salem down there in Atlanta. And so Fred, you say Fred?
Craig.
Craig. All right.
Sorry, Fred.
Sorry, Fred. You didn't win.
Craig.
All right.
In
whoever.
Alpharetta,
okay.
Georgia.
So Craig in Alpharetta, Georgia. He is the winner of the signed book. Now, we're going to shoot you an email, or Stephen will here, let you know that you won. If there's something specific that you'd like written inside the cover there, you know, like happy birthday, or if you'd like, you know, to Fred, congratulations,
Bill's
Bill.
Hottest stock pick right
now. Anything that you'd like written in the cover there.
Or if it's a gift for someone else, you never know. You could be super generous and not want it for yourself.
Give away your winning, and then we'll have Lisa package it up there and put it in one of those little hermetically sealed envelopes and send it off to Alpharetta, Brandon, and Sarasota.
Yes.
I'm surprised that no one in Minnesota won one of those books. We have so many people that listen on 1440 up there.
Luck of the draw.
I guess.
It's Rob's fault. He picked them.
I did. He fanned them out there.
Out of my hand.
And
got a lot of them.
Nobody in Minnesota won. So now I'm looking over. I'm not even going to say what city they're from.
I know. I was thinking about saying it.
No. Then
everyone in the other states and cities.
So after the next break, after the next break, we'll tell you who won that that all expense paid trip through Gunderville.
Yeah.
And that all expense paid newsletter for 90 days, which is about a $270 value. That's going to show you all of the portfolios and all of Bill's holdings. And I got to believe that there are a lot of people that are listening to the show right now that are saying to themselves, what is this newsletter that they're talking about? Because we have new folks that scan the dial when they're driving. I think they are. They drive around in their car. It's an important thing to have a look at if, A, you have an IRA, a 401k, a retirement account, a brokerage account, a pile of money stuffed in the mattress you don't know what to do with, and the newsletter can show you kind of a roadmap as to what to do, or B, you'd like a really good recipe for sourdough bread tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So tell folks how they can get it.
Go to GundersonCapital.com.
Okay.
Click on the newsletter tab.
Oh, no, wait. You've always said the contact us tab.
Well, I've changed.
You've changed your mind?
You've told me it's confusing.
It is.
There's two different ways to do it.
All right. So
I'll
the
go
newsletter.
With the easy way.
Good.
For, I guess, you. I don't know. click on the newsletter tab, and you can click on get a free trial.
Okay.
And fill out your information. We email it every Saturday. And you will get the first one tomorrow. And the first one is the whole enchilada.
Yes, it is.
We give you the whole newsletter the first week.
The whole loaf of bread.
All the model portfolios, what Bill's doing. And then the second week, or is it the third week? Bill keeps going back and forth.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But you may get 2 weeks. So sign up. And then after that, you'll get the premium subscription. I don't know how it goes.
Right.
We're still working on naming, which includes all of Bill's commentary and also has his 401k and his TSP allocations. So it doesn't have his model portfolios for everything, but he still gives out the TSP and the 401k allocations, which is still very helpful if you have either a 401k or a TSP plan. And then after that, you get the condensed free version until forever.
Until the cows come home.
Yes.
So you know,
wasn't good information.
We have thousands of folks that continue to get that the free version, which always includes Bill's commentary and all his observations on the market in the week previous and the week coming. So even if you just want the free version, there's a ton of, in fact, the stuff that I like to look at in the newsletter is Bill's commentary. The stuff that he observes in the market, the research that he does, I like to see his commentary every week. Those are the things I turn to the most. Yes. I watch, I obviously look at the charts, but the most interesting things to me are the paragraphs that he writes, the observations in the market. That really makes a difference into insight as to what's going on in the market. So go to GundersonCapital.com and subscribe to the newsletter, and you can see what we're talking about.
And we will announce the winner for the newsletter when we come back.
Yes, we will. Hey, it's Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from evaluation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You've made it. You've made it all the way around the track. You're now in the final stretch. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. But today it's Sanford and Son Friday. You've got Rob Sanford and Steven Gunderson sitting in the studio this morning, filling in for Bill while he does the newsletter. He's typing away, fire flying from his fingertips as he tries to put his thoughts and research down on digital media in which to email out to all of his faithful followers. You know, it amazes me that that newsletter ends up being 60 or 70 pages sometimes. And that's some valuable info. Now, when Bill was in Arizona last week for spring training, watching a little baseball, you know, I love this time of year because it is baseball season. It's the beginning of baseball season.
Everyone thinks their team is going to be great, except for us.
Well, but they all think they're going to the World Series, and everybody's got a perfect record this time of year. Mm-hmm. And I coach junior baseball, and my son plays high school baseball. And boy, I tell you what, it's just a great time of year. I am a baseball nut. I love, and so is Bill, and so are you, and so is Lisa. We love baseball, fishing, and food around here. That ought to be our bumper sticker: baseball, yep, fishing, and food. And nevertheless, as a matter of fact, during the break we were talking about the Padres. They have a single A team up in Lake Elsinore, a little town just north of us, about an hour. My wife found us tickets yesterday, right behind home plate. The Padres are going to play the Storm, which is one of their farm clubs.
Yep.
And that is a great facility. It's every bit as nice as Peoria or one of the AAA ballparks over in Arizona. It's every bit as nice or nicer than some of them. It's a very nice facility. And you can get home plate, right behind home plate tickets, to watch the Padres play their single-A farm team next Friday night for $18 a ticket.
That's pretty good.
$18 a ticket, man.
It's not bad.
That's pretty good to go watch the Padres play, and you can sit up close and personal right there.
You get to see the team now and then the future of the team.
That's
all
right.
In one game. That's
all
pretty cool.
All those guys, yeah.
That'll be awesome.
And you were saying during the break that the Storm, the Elsinore Storm, is a pretty stacked team.
Yes. All of our talent is like 19, 20 years old, and they're all in single A right now. So
wow,
that's going to be a good team.
That'll
they could
be
actually beat the Padres.
Would that not be embarrassing to the Pods? their single A farm team beat the veterans there. Well, you know those guys are going to be giving it their all.
Oh, yeah, totally.
It's their opportunity.
They want to beat them, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know it. And you know the Padres will be giving it their all because they're saving. They got a lot
of
faith
in them.
No way, man. So anyway, that's that'll be a fun night next Friday night. So hey, listen, during spring baseball last Friday, we gave away the Best Stocks Now newsletter subscription, and we're going to announce it now. And then I've got one more little bonus thing.
What?
To throw? Yeah, I know. That's kind of the way it is. Anyway, go right ahead. This is the winner.
The winner
that we randomly picked, and we really did. We fanned it out and picked randomly here. Let's read the comment.
Fan out thousands of papers.
That's right.
It was brutal.
We're going to read the comment first and see if whoever wrote this knows what they wrote here. What did they say in the comment?
All right. He said, Bill is in Arizona enjoying the Padres at spring training.
Okay. Enjoying the Padres, which he does at spring training. What city is he from?
He is from Federal Way, Washington.
Federal Way. That's just south of Seattle, right there by the SeaTac Airport. Federal Way, Washington, and his first name is?
Don.
Don. Okay,
Don. You are the winner. We will be emailing you right when we are done with the show.
Yeah. We're live
probably
in Seattle.
Probably before our breakfast. I don't know. Or we could do it after. No, we'll do it before our breakfast.
I don't think so. Yeah, maybe so. Maybe
depends on how hungry Rob is.
I am hungry. I'm going to eat large quantities of food with Tabasco on it to try and burn through this cold that I've got.
Yeah.
And this giveaway here is a valuable asset. This is something that may change your life, Don.
Yeah.
You have an opportunity to see all of Bill's portfolios. His portfolios, all of his picks, and that is that's a valuable resource for you there. So Don in Federal Way. I used to live in Federal Way a long time ago. Very short period of time. Lived right down on the Puget Sound there in Federal Way, Washington, and loved living in the
Puget Sound area. Loved that. I was only there a couple of years, but man, what a beautiful, beautiful part of the country when it stops raining. Yeah. Then it reminds me a lot of San Diego. The Northwest is very similar to San Diego in atmosphere, but San Diego doesn't have the rain. We have this year, but not like Seattle gets. So I've decided that this week we're going to give away one more gift.
Oh, okay.
What is it? Okay, this is it. Excuse me, I'm still battling that cold there. Here's the gift. If you are a new subscriber to the newsletter, if you're a brand new subscriber to the newsletter.
Someone who's never done it before.
Who's never done it before. If you are a brand new subscriber to the newsletter, we're going to give away... You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
We're going to give away a signed, autographed picture.
Picture?
Picture. This is a photograph now. A picture of Bill in his kayak.
Oh, gosh.
Fishing.
I don't know if Bill approved this.
No, he didn't. Yeah. But I have an awesome picture of Bill sitting in a kayak fishing in Mexico. And I'm going to print it out, I'm going to frame it, and I'm going to have Bill sign it.
I don't know if anyone wants that.
Well, you know, I think that there's got to be somebody who wants that.
I don't know.
Go to Gunderson
Capital. If you want it, just go to our website and ask for it.
I tell you what.
If there's one person, we'll give it to you.
I tell you what. I have this really cool shot of him sitting in his kayak fishing in Gonzaga Bay.
I'm pretty sure he hates that picture.
He does.
Okay.
And so that's why I'm going to have him sign it and send it to somebody. So you've got to go to our website at Gunderson Capital and in the comment section.
Say, I really want that picture of Bill in a kayak.
I want the picture of Bill in a kayak fishing at Gonzaga Bay down in Baja. So I have the picture. I took it myself, and we'll sign it and send it off to you. I'm just really curious.
You'll be lucky if you're here on Monday.
I'm really curious as to whether or not anybody wants this picture, because it's an awesome picture. Just the scenery is awesome, let alone to have it autographed. Hey, good fishing in the stock market from Bill Gunderson. I think, you know, it could be valuable someday.
Could be.
You never know. I mean, it really could.
Yeah.
Okay, folks, go to GundersonCapital.com. Tell us you want the signed autographed picture of Bill in a kayak. And in the meantime, you can call and talk to us at
855-611-BEST.
855-611-BEST. You've been listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Have a great week, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.